That yes. jacket he had on last night, that if
stole
I was
the show.
Stole the show.
Absolutely best. Stole the show. That was absolutely textbook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And here's the head coach of the Raptors, Nick Nurse. What are you doing with that jacket, Nick?
I had to take it back. I had to take it back right after the game. The rental time was up.
You rented that jacket?
No, no. I'm just kidding.
Are you going to wear it again?
I'm not doing anything with it. I don't know. They were asking us to participate in the Sager night, and I agreed to do it. And just kind of, you know, we're busy. And threw that together real quick.
No, man, you put time into that. That looked great. That was tailored and everything, right?
Are you going to fire that up again or no?
I don't know what to do with it now. Your guy Joe that put me through here asked me if I'd come into the studio the next time I wear it. So I said I would, so we'll do that.
Well,
that's the next plan.
Awesome.
Are you a superstitious coach? Like, you're not thinking, like, okay, I got to wear it next time we play Golden State?
No, I'm not really. Not really like that. We'll see.
Did you learn any magic tricks wearing that outfit?
No, I didn't. It was kind of hot. That's my only complaint. It was a little warm.
I'm getting the impression like it was warm in the building, always down there. And he said the energy was just exceptional. And I know, you know, a lot of your guys, yourself included, trying to downplay it. It's only a regular season game in November, but the energy, it felt like it was a bit of a different vibe. Did you pick up on that last night?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, you know, they're just two-time defending champs. You only get them once a year, right? So there's some specialness to it, no doubt about it. And I thought our guys, maybe Kawhi in particular, had a little extra juice flowing through last night. He was elevating a little bit more and, you know, looked a little like the rust is gone. You know, that I kept thinking he was getting to good places, and some of those shots that he was taking were short early in the year. But last night he got to some places and was pretty impressive. And just, again, just a little bit more pep in his step and a little bit more electricity in the air. And it was a good one. It was a good game, obviously, to get the win, but it was a good learning experience for us as well.
What would you learn out of that game? What can you use to your benefit down the road?
Well, I gotta pick up the pace here a little bit myself as far as getting some more defensive schemes in and having a few more options to go to as far as coverages. I've kept it pretty simple from one standpoint because I'm trying to get a philosophy or a foundation built in of what we're capable of doing without really using much schemes. You know, just a mentality of digging down and playing hard and you know, kind of in-your-face defense. And that's what we're working on. And there's a lot of things to that, you know, pressuring the ball, helping each other, contesting shots. Obviously, you guys saw the game. We got a lot of work to do on our defensive rebounding. We're making guys, our teams, miss a lot, and we're just not quite finishing those possessions out enough. I mean, I think if we would have rebounded the ball last night, it wouldn't have been nearly as close because our initial phase of our defense was pretty good. But those kind of things along those lines where we got to start using some more schemes, et cetera, so when we need them against these guys, we can have them down.
With Nick Nurse, head coach of the Raps. With that said, as a head coach, you watch a guy like Kevin Durant steps over the half court line, takes about two steps and just jacks up a three, nothing but net. And then tying the game late in the fourth, kind of like a Reggie Miller. He was inside the arc, and then he kind of ran towards the three-point line. Kawhi was all over him, hit a bit of a fadeaway three to put the game into overtime. Do you feel hopeless? I mean, what can you do to defend a guy like that?
Well, the biggest thing is you can't get too discouraged. You know, they interviewed me on TNT in the States at the end of the third quarter, and they're like, well, what are you going to do with Durant? And I was like, you know, we're playing him hard and we're forcing him inside the 3-point line. This was at the end of three quarters. And I was okay with that. Right. I was like, that's what we're trying to do is take away his three balls. And then he ends the quarter with that long bomb. And they're going to do that. You know, it's kind of one of the things we talked about. They're going to come down and make a 30 footer. And then the next guy's going to make, they're going to make another 30 footer. And you can't really react to it. You just got to keep playing. And it was an incredible shot he made to send it into overtime. It really was. You know, how tight the space is over there between the three-point line and the out-of-bounds, and kind of heading that direction and to get your feet right and turn around. And it helps when you're 6'11", and release the ball, you know, way above your head the way he does. It almost makes him indefensible, and he hit it right in the middle. But I was okay. You know, I kind of told the team at the end of the regulation, I said, man, this is good for us. We get five more minutes here. This is a heck of a game. You're playing great. We get five more minutes of playing. Let's go do it. So it was a good job by our guys to respond in the overtime.
With Nick Nurse of the Raps. The Raps taking on Cleveland tomorrow night, coming off a big win in overtime last night against Golden State. The Raptors are now 19-4 on the season, first overall in the NBA. And everyone's just raving about you guys. Everyone's praising you as the deepest team in the East, best team in the East. Golden State rolled into town, and they said you guys are playing better than anybody in the league. And I don't really think that's disputable based on your record, but are you comfortable with that kind of praise or what?
Well, I don't think it really matters all that much. I mean, I think we had a lot of, you know, preseason hype, you know, especially with the trade, but there was some, you know, there was some doubt. How was Kawhi? Was he going to be healthy? How would he fit in? What about Danny? You know, how were we going to maneuver things around? How have the young guys come along? So we've seen some of all that, and Kawhi's fit in great. Obviously, he's a great player. You know, Danny's been an unbelievably key addition as well. And then the biggest thing that I think is our young guys keep coming, and I think there's still more growth for those guys too. But I think we expected to be in this, you know, kind of conversations. And there's preseason, you know, pressure. There's pressure now that we keep playing well. We've got it. Where we are is where we are, man. People expect us to be in the hunt in the East and perform in the playoffs, and we accept it. We've got to work, you know, every day to get better. And my thing is I think there's a lot of growth in this team yet, and that's really all I care about. I mean, the 19-4 is nice, but it doesn't really matter too much to me.
Well, one of those young guys getting a ton of attention, especially after last night, deservedly so, is Pascal Siakam. And from the field, he was almost perfect. He goes 8-for-10 from the field, 3-for-4 from three, 7-for-8 from the line. But, you know, that three-point shot, if a guy that size, that kind of athleticism, starts hitting shots like that, how does that affect the rhythm of the offense and the opportunities it allows you to put forth?
Well, the biggest thing is it makes him a complete player, and that's what we're aiming for with not only him, with most of our young guys, that they can handle, they can pass, and they can make the open three, and obviously play the other end, you know, with great energy and focus as well defensively. It prevents teams from game planning against him a little bit and clogging up the lane, and you know, that's what they're trying to do. And I've kind of hoped he was going to start making some because his mechanics are great. He's put in over the last 2 years, he's put in a ton of time. I always kind of knew in the back of my head that he was better than the numbers were showing or what the results were producing at this point. And, you know, just hope he keeps improving with that, because I think the mechanics and the work are there.
Your bench was such a huge part of the conversation last year, and your depth remains a part of the overall conversation. But last night, they did not have a great night. And, you know, some of the bench players have been hot and cold this year, to put it lightly. How are you approaching that in terms of, you know, you obviously want to get your big boys rolling, and they appear to be, but depth is such a huge benefit for you guys. Are you concerned at all about the way the bench is playing? How are you dealing with that right now?
Well, I think, you know, I got to shoulder some of the responsibility of that. I think I've messed around with the lineups like crazy, right? Different starting lineups. And when you do that, that turns the second unit into a different group. We had a lot of injuries, right? We had a stretch there where we were missing four guys off that second unit for about four or five games. So there's some little things that I think will go away. I think they'll get healthier. I think their number shooting will go back to kind of the norm. You know, some of those guys are good shooters and aren't making shots, but they will. That'll level itself out. Not unlike a major league guy that starts off slowly and you know, gets back to his average as the season goes on. So I think there's some cause for concern. I got to keep trying to find the right group, build a little bit more confidence. I got to get them to move the ball a little more and let the offense score for them rather than their individual play. And most importantly, I want them to knuckle down and start playing some consistent, tough defense so they can create some offense from their defense.
Raptors in Cleveland tomorrow night. We're looking forward to that. Congrats on a great win last night and a great start to the season. We always appreciate you finding time for us. Thank you, Nick.
No problem. Anytime. Thanks, guys.
There's Nick Nurse, head coach of the 19-4 first overall Toronto Raptors.